From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Catalina Garcia. The last Bahamians who arrived at the port of Palm Beach over the weekend have been moved out of shelters and into temporary housing. WLRN's Madeline Fox reports on the Palm Beach County government's efforts to help those affected by Hurricane Dorian.
The county opened up a shelter on Saturday for the 1,100 Bahamians who came into the port of Palm Beach on a cruise ship. Most had family or friends to stay with, but about 23 families stayed overnight at the emergency shelter in Lake Worth. By Monday night, the county had found temporary housing for every family and shut down the shelter. The county held a supply drive for people back on the islands. Over the two-day weekend, they collected 111 pallets of supplies to send back to the Bahamas. I'm Madeline Fox in Lake Worth Beach.
You can see and hear more of our coverage on Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas at WLRN.org. And we may have more wet weather this weekend coming from a tropical wave in the southeast Bahamas. This has a 60% chance of becoming a depression as soon as Friday. Here's meteorologist Ray Hawthorne.
Regardless of whether a depression or named tropical storm forms, an increase in heavy showers seems likely this weekend. It's not yet clear which parts of the state will see the most rain, but South Florida should see the first showers from this as soon as Friday night. If the disturbance moves far enough west, the rain would arrive sometime on Sunday over the Panhandle.
This is WLRN News. I'm Catalina Garcia.